So they're likely, for me at least, won't ever be a celebration. I'll never be satisfied. One crime is one too many. And I have this very, very far-reaching aspirational goal of Chicago being one of the safest cities in the country. So likely there won't be a celebration coming from me. There's a lot of hard work. There's a lot of, you know, obviously things we can do better. We're working on all of that. We're going to hold ourselves accountable to the people of Chicago. They deserve this. They deserve our full effort and focus.
Police Superintendent David Brown speaking today on this June 1st, looking at the monthly crime records for May and also at the Memorial Day weekend, where the number of shootings was fewer than were expected. 312-981-7200 is our telephone number. If you have a question or comment for Terry Savage, this would be the time to call, because, look, Terry's on the phone line now. Hello, Terry.
Hello, Steve. Terry, what are you talking about today?
Well, you tell me, is that you need to get that call?
No. That was just some ding coming in on my computer letting me know some important thing happened.
I know, I'm just
teasing
you.
It's more important than rising income tax rates.
Hey, why didn't you introduce yourself to me about 50 years ago and tell me to introduce myself and invest in the stock market, Terry? I would have been in a much better situation.
I'm not going to admit to being born then. But yes, as a matter of fact, that would have been a great idea. How about this? We're just touching record all-time highs in the stock market. And I say this all the time. You don't have to beat the market. All you had to do was be there on a regular basis in your 401k, in that S&P 500 index fund. You know, I love watching CNBC. I love watching these guys pick their stocks and they go up and they go down. You know what? It's not that big a deal. All you had to do is be there consistently, be way ahead today. You're right.
I'm playing AMC right now because they were...
Don't play with stocks. Invest in stocks.
But speaking to what you just brought up, I was having coffee with my buddy today, and I said, I check my 401k every day. I know no one says you should do that, and I'm not going to do anything about it. But over the past few years, it's been kind of fun to look at it every day.
Sure, because we're always at new highs. By the way, do you weigh yourself every day?
I do, yes.
Well, that says a lot about you. Okay, if you weigh yourself every day, you can also check your 401k every day.
Oh, you don't weigh yourself every day? Well, why would you? You're the perfect weight.
No, I only weigh myself when certain pants don't fit.
I go to my health club, it's just right there by my locker, so that's when I weigh myself.
Okay.
You want to know my number? I'll tell you.
No.
I'll tell you.
We haven't seen each other in person for a while.
I know.
But the point is that the whole idea of your 401k is that it's just going to be there for you. And so far, take a look back over the last 50 years, you know, there's still never been a 20-year period where you lost money in a diversified S&P 500 stock index portfolio with dividends invested, even adjusted for inflation.
Our phone number is 312-981-7200. You got Terry locked, right, Jeff? You got Terry locked. Okay, let's say hello to Diane. Hi, Diane. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Awesome. How can we help you?
Great. My daughter, who's in her own condo for 2.5 years now, just received a check over the weekend from Susanna Mendoza, who's the comptroller in Illinois. And the stub said refund, account period ending 12/2020. And your refund is based on principal paid, and then it gave the amount, which is, we're kind of confused. She's confused. It does have a contact number for the Illinois Department of Revenue for questions. And the check is signed by Michael Frerich. Is that how you pronounce his
Frerich.
Name? The treasurer.
No, the check is Frerich, good. Yeah.
The check is good. Did she file her income taxes? Did she file her?
She did, but she's already received the refund for her state and federal.
Yeah. If it's the controller, it would be a bill, right? Has she done any state business?
Not that I'm aware of.
She'd tell you, right, Diane?
She would. She better.
What else did it say on the check, Diane? Something about principal?
Yes, it just says your refund is based upon principal paid. Would it have something to do with her mortgage? But that would have gone.
No. The state doesn't send you tax refunds or tax checks. And I don't know what principal she might have paid, and I definitely think you want to check with the controller's office on that or Susanna Mendoza's office.
Got it. So she can call that number on the check, and they can maybe explain that to her. Good. Yeah. Okay. Well, I told her I'm going to talk to Terry on Tuesday, and she'll explain it to me.
The state of Illinois is pretty tough about sending out money. There's probably 10 people in our audience for everyone like you who has extra money from the state.
Any idea? Is it for a lot of money, Diane?
It's $449.
Yeah,
so
okay.
That's for her. That's a lot of money. So. Well, for me, it's a lot of money, too.
Well, listen, when Susana Mendoza tells her that she can keep the money, make sure she takes you out for dinner because you got the answer for her.
How about it? Right. I'll do that.
Thanks for the call, Diane. 312.
Thank you so much.
You bet. 9817-200. Got a couple texts coming in. Love to talk to you, too. Give us a call. We'll get back with Terry in just a minute or two. Right now, here's Mary. We're back on 720 WGN. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. Okay, we had a call earlier from Diane who said her daughter got a check from Susana Mendoza. It seemed a little odd. Carol has called. She says she's got the answer. Hi, Carol.
Hello there.
What's the situation here? What's the problem?
Well, I got a whopping check for $65, which
nice.
I'm not complaining about. But I was told it was because they were not supposed to tax our unemployment.
So
up to the $10,200 exclusion, the state tax on that would be about the right amount. It's funny. Thank you for saying that. I don't know that the state has started sending out separate checks and processing returns. You know, the federal government is going to send money back to you if you paid income taxes on the first $10,200 of unemployment benefits, state would apply too. But I have another answer.
One second.
Okay.
Carol, when did you get the check?
I got it last week, but
okay.
My day off is Monday and Tuesday. So yesterday the banks were closed. So today I popped it into my
Sounds account. Like about the same time. I'm sorry, Terry, what was your other point?
Yeah, no, $400 and some would be, I'm not sure that would be right at a 5% rate on $10,200, but maybe that's it. But there's another thing that that bothered me, that I wouldn't know that. There's an Illinois property tax credit and for your principal residence. The word principal threw me. But there's a property tax credit equal to 5% of Illinois property tax paid on your principal residence. If you own and reside in your residence, you can take this credit. And when she included, and that started in 2017. Income on a single return has to be under $250,000 to claim that. So when I heard the word principal, I started looking for that. Maybe it was that. I'll be fascinated. I hope that Diane calls back and tells us that her daughter called Susana Mendoza and found out exactly what it was.
We should call Susana ourselves. She'll talk to us. But we also got a text from 708 who has a good point. Just in general, and the caller said, it's probably safer to call the controller's office than to call the number on the check or confirm that the number on the check or the form is the same as the controller's office, just to make sure someone's not fishing for your information in one way or another.
Yeah, so I that doesn't sound like a fishing expedition. They're giving you money, so that doesn't sound like.
Well, I don't know. I've had people get caught when they were promised money, and they had to give information in order to get the money cleared. 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. That's the number Peggy's called. Hi, Peggy.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Terry. Thanks for taking my call. Steve, I love listening to the radio. And Terry, thank you so much. A few months ago, I sent you an email with a question, and you or your team got back to me right away.
It's probably
so
your
you.
Team. She has a huge
no,
team.
No, I am my team. You know, I answer every single one of those myself. I don't have
and
a team.
I'm very grateful. It's very helpful. So my question is, I did early retirement about 7 years ago. My husband and I are both mostly retired. We, you know, have a little bit of, you know, income from part-time jobs, occasional part-time jobs. Anyway, one of our retirement accounts, my retirement account, is with TIAA Craft, and I can annuitize it. I think that's the right word. So it's very conservative. It hasn't made much money over the last 7 years. It has some because I can't contribute to it anymore. It has made some. I'm just wondering about the wisdom or lack thereof of going ahead and just starting the annuity, since it's a lifetime annuity. Once we start taking it, the amount will never change. And
right.
Since we're almost
and here's
70,
the problem with that. Just watch. I'm not going to get, you know, this is one piece of, I assume, several retirement accounts, right?
Yes.
Okay. And the other retirement accounts probably have some money invested in the stock market, which I just said at the beginning of the show has a great track record for beating inflation over 20-year periods. Okay. The stock market is a hedge against inflation. But a fixed check, which whatever it is now, if it's $300 a month or $3,000 a month, at only 3% inflation, the value, the spending power of your money will be cut in half in 25 years. You sound young. I'm guessing that you said you retired early. I'm guessing you're probably looking forward to a 25-year retirement. So it is going to be devastated by only 3% inflation. That's something the Fed says it's happy to tolerate. It would like to see 3% inflation. So I always hesitate. I wouldn't annuitize that amount now just because it's not making money now. I would look at what your investment choices are in that TIA CREF account. And you may want to stay conservative with that account, be a little more aggressive in your 401k or IRA rollover account. But to lock yourself into a fixed monthly check with 20-plus years to go in retirement is not my idea of a good idea.
Peggy, I'm glad you called. I'm glad you listened. Thank you so much. Be well. We're going to move on to Lori. Hi, Lori. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing okay. How are you?
Awesome. What can we help you with?
Well, the question I have is it's about an IRS income tax refund and the second stimulus check. They put it in an account in January for $1,200, my husband and I, and my bank rejected it because it was a closed account. So then I was hoping they'd send me a, you know, a paper check or do anything, and I never got that. Then I filed my income tax, made sure we got the right account number, and I got the third stimulus check into the correct account. But I was supposed to get $708 income tax refund, and what that was a $1,200 credit. I owed $500. They took it out of the $1,200, and that left me with $708 I should have gotten, but I haven't gotten anything.
Well, first of all, on line 30 of the return you just filed, you were supposed to claim the two $600 stimulus checks on your joint return that you did not get. Did you put that on line 30?
Yes.
You did?
I had a tax service.
Okay,
to it.
So you haven't gotten your refund yet, is basically what you're saying.
I haven't gotten it, and I guess I don't get the $1,200 now because they took $600 out of, or $500 out of it that I would have owed on income tax.
Yeah, right, and exactly. But you haven't gotten the balance yet.
No.
Okay, and I've don't worry about it. They're a little bit behind. I promise you'll get it. The IRS is very good about that. So give it another few weeks. A lot of people still waiting for tax refunds. You got your first one last year, $1,200 each. You got your third one, which was the $1,400 each, and now they'll offset the credit of the $1,200 you claimed with the $500 and something you owed, and they will send you a check for the difference. A lot of people still waiting for refunds.
Thank you for the call, Lori. Good luck.
All right, thank you. That clears it up. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Bye.
Hey, we got a great text here, Terry, from someone who says, wants to know if you can recommend a book or website for information about building a business for a 16-year-old. It says, I want to teach her so she has great blocks to build upon. She loves listening to you on the way to gymnastics.
Oh, it's a girl?
Oh, I don't know. Gymnastics. It could be a boy.
No, well, she loves listening to me when you said she. Okay,
sounds like a
so
girl.
Here's the thing. In Chicago, we have an incredible resource. It's called the Women's Business Development Center, WBDC.org, and they help people of all ages, women particularly, and minorities, start businesses. They have fabulous resources. So
but is that the sort of thing? Is that the sort of thing that a 16-year-old just to learn about what's involved in it?
Yeah, okay. And the other thing I would do is I can't think of a book right offhand, but I know there are dozens of them. I would go on Amazon and I just would search "Kids as Entrepreneurs." Use the word "Kids as Entrepreneurs" book, and I'm sure you'll find at least two or three good books talking about what young people need to know to start a business.
Terry,
how exciting to hear that.
Terry Savage from terrysavage.com. Go and check out we talked a little bit about the column about student loan forgiveness and public service last week, but the column is up there. It's certainly worth a read. Terry, great to talk to you. We'll do it again next Tuesday.
Thanks, Steve.
You bet. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. Oh, we got the Signature 6 at 6 coming up after the news. Then Mark Maxwell will be here from Springfield talking about what's going on there. One of the things unresolved so far is an elected school board for Chicago. Not sure if that's dead or not. Of course, we'll talk recess. And then Ian Scher will be here later in the program as well. Right now, we're going to take a break, then head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. WGN.